You are listening to the Smuggler's Galaxy podcast, my favorite podcast to listen to on long flights across the galaxy.
This is the way.
We want it men.
Good. We're driving back from a successful Gwinnett Toy Show.
That was impressive.
That was the most, like, the best toys I've seen in that small of a space in a long time.
It's the best way to put it, it's like a small-scale version of Toylanta, but a bigger version of the Powder Springs Toy Show, which is just in a parking lot. It was like the best of both worlds.
Yes. But what they had was they had the stuff in the parking lot. Oh, now I'm getting freaking... excuse me, got a cough. something stuck in my throat. But anyway, yes, so they had, like... Outside had, like, 10 vendors, and then inside had, like, 5 or 6 vendors. And then what ended up happening with the start of the show was there was a gentleman, a collector that had passed and had a really big collection, and his widow reached out to the toy community. And one of the guys that had been around for, you know, basically grew up next door to him. And they have decided, you know, asking for help to sell his collection so she can, you know, raise funds and just get the collection out of the way. Excuse me. And that's the gist of the show. That's where the best toys. Excuse me.
Is it too dry?
I don't know what it is, man. Hold on.
Stop and get a water somewhere?
No, I'm good. I'll be good.
It's a hot day, and so my AC is blasting, but it might be drying out the air. I don't know.
I don't know. I kind of figured I needed a drink before I got in the car, and I was like, we'll be good. But, so he had a bunch of, like, the guy was just going to Targets and Toys R Us and buying up cases of stuff and just putting them up until this point, I guess, till now. And so it's basically our childhood. You know, but yeah, like Jason was saying, a Toys R Us in the freaking, at the show, which was, I've never seen that many toys in one place. Quality toys in one place.
Yeah, and I get out of the car and they have a 10x2 Toys R Us sign in the parking lot. They had 3 of them. There was 2 left by the time it left. Hopefully I can see that again, because my wife was like dreaming about having that sign when I got home. She said, it would have been so nice to have that sign. And I have to go back. If it was not for Celebration, I would have slapped $100 on the table and said, take it. They also had a 6-foot-tall R from the Toys R Us sign. It was just the R, the backwards R, which, I mean, to have that would be incredible. It's just, where do I put it?
Yeah, well, where do you put the Toys R Us sign?
I would have to frame it and find a way to backlight it. I mean, I can make all that. I'll make it. I will do it.
You do it, Jason.
I will make it work. But yeah, that for $100 for a Toys R Us sign, it had some tape on it from, I don't know, when they stuck it up against something, but it was all around the corner of it, so I would have to use some gunk off to try to get that off. I don't know, it was a cool piece. A lot of stuff that was just, Power of the Force 2 is coming out in droves now. That seems to be available everywhere. I saw a Chewbacca, a 12-back Chewbacca for $350. I'm not exactly sure if it was an ABC or what. I don't remember seeing a Rocket Fett offer on there, so it wouldn't be the later. Well, it's a 12-back, so it wouldn't be on there.
Then I only went, damn, that's one of those I wish I'd have paid more attention, but I don't collect men on cards. But
yeah, the card was bent a little bit, so anyways, I don't know.
When I see something that cheap, it always worries me. When I don't have anybody there to help me authenticate it.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, there's a Black Series Greedo I had my eye on for $20, but again, Celebration, I had to back off. That kept ringing in the back of my head, Celebration, back off.
It was ringing in my head too, but not very loud.
Because you want those things that might show up at Celebration that you'll never see again.
Yeah, well, this was, thankfully, I was able to not dip into my Celebration fund for this show, but yeah, it was a fun show, but boy, it cost me some money. What else? You only picked up like one thing, didn't you?
Yeah, I picked up, Adam Throne was selling a vintage collection Leia, the Lost Line version, which is that blue card back. And it was only $5. She's got a crushed bubble, but the card itself looked good. And, you have to get close to see that it's a crushed bubble, so it's just something to have for now, and maybe someday down the road I'll upgrade that, but for now I think it's fine as it is.
Yeah, I picked up one of the San Diego Comic-Con Boba Fetts that I'd been looking for forever. Somebody had one. It was graded. It graded an 80 from CAS, and he was wanting $300 on it, which I thought that was a fair price for a graded one. And then you had seen a Mace Windu sitting underneath it that you were like, I want that Mace Windu. So I said, hey, if I buy this for $300, will you throw in the Mace Windu? And he was like, sure. And Jason was like, oh my God, that worked.
Can't believe that happened, because I just walked up and I wanted that, and then just like that the deal happened. I happened to be in the right place at the right time.
Yep. And I was wanting to make a deal, and it was one of those, I don't know if he would have taken money off of it, but you know, people will be willing to throw stuff in faster than they will take money off of things.
That was Andy, right?
Brian, I think. What was his name?
Okay,
he told me it. And I mean, dude, you know how many people I meet even at this show that are like, Glenn, how's it going?
Skyler.
Yeah,
Miss Skyler.
Yeah, and he was like, you follow me on Instagram. I was like, who are you? And I was like, I know you.
Yeah, I'll have to find out who that is. I'll find it on your Instagram.
I think the guy name that I bought the Fett from was Brian. But oh. I've been looking for, in the back of my mind, I've kind of been wanting a Voltron. And they had a boxed one, the vehicle one. And it came in, I guess you can get them complete, and then you can get them, the vehicles, they broke into three different sections, and you could buy the three different sections separately. And they had the three different sections for like dirt cheap, and still sealed. So I grabbed that up too. So that was a few $100, a little bit more money, but it was too cheap to pass up. And then I had a buddy show up that bought some box Transformers that was just, he was beside himself because he's a Transformer guy, and he's never seen that many Transformers in Georgia for sale.
Yeah, that was kind of crazy because it looked like store shelves from 1986 or whatever, 87, and they were just in pristine condition, all out, looking amazing. Like, that's a Toys. I still have Toys R Us on my brain. That's a Transformers dream right there.
Yeah, it was beautiful. They would... They even had a sealed case of one of the figures. I don't know which one, but even, you know, not being a Transformer guy, but being a toy guy, you could sit there and really appreciate it.
Yeah. They had RoboCop, Secret Wars, Dune, Turtles, like everything, mint on card.
Yeah.
Not always the best card back, but...
Seeing that stuff mint on card was amazing.
Not too much Toys R Us thrown up. Toys R Us. Toys R Us on the brain.
Dude. Yeah, Target throw up. It wasn't that bad. I don't remember seeing anything. I mean, the most I saw was I saw some retro figures, but that was it.
I bet you when I get back, I can ask you to ask Martin to see if they still have it. Would they do a deal on those signs if it's really that important to me?
Do you remember the...
I don't remember. I have it on video, and I can just send the video to you and say, hey, can you ask Martin who these people are? And maybe they have a Facebook group, you know, like... Everybody else. A Facebook, you know, like John's Antiques kind of Facebook group.
Yeah, that they're selling.
Yeah.
Or at least a page that you can like that sells their antiques.
And then I could message them and say, hey, do you have that Toys R Us sign?
Well, you couldn't have fit them in the CRV anyway.
The interesting thing is that the location of that is on the other side of Georgia, so you can get people from, like, Athens easily to come out because they're not driving 2 hours, they're only driving 1 hour, which is easier. For some, and I think that was happening. The big collection was from Athens, so they didn't want to come all the way out to Powder Springs. So they set up this whole meet today. Meet whatever you want to call it, which is the toy show today, to get people out and to see the collection. And they said that they have so much more that they still have to process. I can't imagine hoarding that stuff and not being able to enjoy it.
A lot of people, it's the joy of the hunt, man. But yeah, they. But this was at the American Legion, and I like when stuff's at the American Legion because they normally have food, they have booze. It's a little bit more welcoming. The Powder Springs show is great, but they don't have the amenities to hang out all day. Whereas at American Legion, you can hang out all day and be just fine.
Yeah, they're like serving drinks at 9:15 in the morning. I'm like, what?
That was great. Some dude walking around with a beer at 9:30. It was like
too early.
Wow, dude, this is not New Orleans, man.
No. But yeah, it was a good toy show, and had I had more money, I would have done more damage.
Yeah, it was really hard not to do more damage because my wife was like, "Do you really need the Voltron?" I'm like, "Yes, I really need this Voltron." Because I just, she's like, "Why do you want a Voltron?" Because I want a Voltron.
Because Voltron's cool.
Yeah.
The original Power Ranger.
He was.
It's the other white meat.
Like pork.
Pork. That's Voltron.
Yes.
The other white meat.
Do you have, and they had like two or three different versions of Voltron too, which is weird, but. Yeah.
Joel was there.
Yes.
Hi, Joel.
Joel.
He had some, I don't think they were for sale, Godzillas.
Yeah. People were trying to buy him off of him, and he was like, "They are not for sale, people." But I know he had helped everybody out with that. Martin, he was one of the ones from the Powder Springs show. He was trying to get that going. That helped get that going, the show today. Who else did we see? I didn't see Kelly. Did you see Kelly? That was kind of a surprise.
No, but I think Kelly's on his way out to California right now. So as we record this on Saturday, a lot of our friends are already making their way out to Cali for a Star Wars celebration. I actually have packed all my suitcases. I hope I didn't forget anything. Try to pack light. I've packed two sleep shirts, so I just want to alternate them. I don't normally like sleeping in dirty clothes, but...
Sleep shirts are different than
normal
clothes.
Well, then the neck gets stretchy.
Oh.
And then it's just like...
Here you are, not drinking beer, eating cheese pizza... And not wanting to wear a stretchy shirt. Come on, Jason.
That's how I am. You can't see my face right now, but that's me.
He gave me the eat shit and die look.
Yep, that's me. I didn't have cheese pizza today. I had ham.
Yeah.
Ham and cheese pizza. Just like my sandwich at Panera. Thank you very much.
Oh, it's going to be a fun trip to Anaheim.
How long is the flight itself? Is it 4 hours? Like, trying to do the math in my head, it was hurting.
I think it's 4 hours.
Because it looks like it's an hour in the sky, because you leave at 10 and you get in at 11:30. And yes, I know that's not an hour, people. It's just rounding things here.
Yeah, it's. I think we leave just before 10 and arrive there at 11:30.
Their time.
So I think it's like 4 hours, 3 or 4 hours. I don't know. So
do we get lunch?
We may have to buy it. But okay. I got a Delta card. So.
I'm big breakfasting that. Or I'll grab something in the airport.
Yeah, I'll probably grab something in the airport because my wife's going to drop us off at like 6:30 in the morning. Or 7:30 in the morning. That'd be another glorious day.
Yeah, because then we got to go out to the tiki party.
Yes.
The same night, we'll... I got a call this week to see if I can get early check-in.
Yeah, as soon as we land, we got to run to the hotel, at least drop our bags off, then run to the convention center, get the club table set up, then probably go to Downtown Disney, and then go to the tiki party. So it'll be a busy Wednesday.
In the tiki, 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 tiki room.
Yeah.
So I have a whole bag packed with swag. So that's going to be my carry-on, and I got a backpack full of my pills that I've made, which... I've already kind of sold a couple. There's reservations on a few, so that's awesome.
Dude, it's funny as crap. You posted that stuff, and people start claiming them. You're like, they're not for sale yet, people. Come on.
I didn't even post the price.
No.
I think 20 bucks is fair, though.
20 to 30 bucks, I think, is more than fair under those things.
Well, I'm thinking 20 bucks because I don't want to have to make change.
Yeah.
So if you have a $20 bill, just give me that, and we're done. Like,
yeah.
If I say 30 and they only have two 20s, then... I'm just trying to make things easy.
Right, and then you can take that money and buy more crap.
That's the intent.
use to buy some...
Because what I don't buy, or what I don't spend, I have to come back and buy countertops. So, people, you get it.
Yeah. But that's what I'm going through. Yeah, it's just, you buy something, and it's like, where the hell am I going to put it? Oh, you got any news this week?
No, it's kind of a quiet week. The only news... seems like there's no Hasbro exclusive for Star Wars Celebration.
Yeah.
They released a bunch of exclusives. I got my eye on the Hear No Evil, See No Evil, Talk No Evil, Salacious Crumb, the lizard monkeys from Regal Robot. It's a desk ornament. Desk decoration.
Yeah.
It's an ornament.
It's just the classic take of a desk. Yeah.
Yeah, you set it on your desk. It looks
paperweight
like
it's or something.
Bronze, but I think it's resin that they've painted to look like bronze. Because it's got that patina and it's got that oxidization.
Yeah.
Oxidization. It's got the blue, the teal, the Statue of Liberty color.
Yep. You know what they're putting right there?
What?
A Whataburger.
Whataburger?
A Whataburger.
Isn't that a Texan thing?
Yes. They're putting a Whataburger right there. That's going to be awesome.
What is a Whataburger?
It's like the Texas McDonald's, but better.
Is it like a Panera?
Yes, totally. They serve Panera bread stuff. And yeah, the only other thing...
Is the whole thing or just that spot?
I don't think. I think it's just that one spot. And then the other thing, the only thing I'm looking like... Oh, I got something in my eye. Jason, your car does not like me.
No,
the only
not.
The only thing I'm looking for is a... The exclusive Bo-Katan and... I forgot my phone. Hold on. Open your door. Is the exclusive Bo-Katan and Grand Admiral... Bo-Katan ornament Grand Admiral Thrawn itty bitty from Hallmark. Which will be awesome.
Yeah, maybe that ornament. I might go for that.
Yeah, well, it's a Darksaber ornament, too. So that'll make it awesome. Okay. Hey, awesome.
Mint chocolate chip.
Is mint chocolate chip your favorite? I like the wedding cake or the icing on the cake. That looks like it'll be good. Like, or pralines and cream. Or, do you really like vanilla? Vanilla's kind of plain, though. If they put the right stuff on it, it's good.
You call them sprinkles, jujus.
I call them sprinkles. I don't like sprinkles.
I think I'm going to go with a bowl. Medium bowl.
Medium bowl.
Hi. Are you ready? Yeah, I have a quick question. It used to be 31 flavors. Did they drop it because you have more than 31 flavors now?
I have no idea.
Sorry, we're recording a podcast.
Yes.
It's all right. It's all right. I was just curious. Can I get a mint chocolate chip in the medium bowl? Sure.
What do I want? That doesn't look right, a Dunkin' Donut. Dunkin' Donuts in the thing.
Am I able to get two different scoops?
Yeah.
Can I get a scoop of the mint chocolate chip and the regular chocolate chip?
Yeah.
Thank you. You don't have to hold it like that.
Huh?
You don't have to hold it like that.
That's what she said.
Okay, thank you.
Can I get a waffle cone of the icing on the cake, please?
Yeah. How many scoops do you want?
Just one, it's fine.
All right.
That's a big waffle cone, one scoop.
Two scoops is a lot of ice cream.
Oh, I thought you said one scoop.
I did say one scoop. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Why oops. Do that?
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
What do they not?
Okay. Okay, but the limit is not there.
Oh. that and this.
Yeah.
It's just one scoop and then two scoops.
What's your favorite ice cream?
Probably cookie dough.
Yeah, I like the cookie dough.
I like the little, like, cookie dough.
I like the cookie dough until they came out with cake batter.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. You guys have a good one.
You too.
Any other news?
No, but now that you mentioned that ornament, I think I want to grab that.
That ornament will be cool. I don't know what else. I'm hoping to find... I don't know if there's going to be prototypes, because apparently I'm hearing that there's no prototypes on the sale. They're not letting people sell prototypes for some reason on the floor.
Yeah. This is going to be a problem right there.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll see some prototypes maybe in...
Room sales?
Room sales, sorry. I'm trying to scoop my ice cream here.
What did you get?
One scoop of... This is going to be disgusting. I'm going to have to wrap it up. One scoop of mint chocolate chip and one scoop of regular chocolate chip.
Awesome. Well, we're just going to be a fast show this week, guys. Those of y'all going to Celebration, you know, enjoy it. Have fun. Look for us. What is it? We're at what table? 2878. Look
by.
For us there. Stop by. Come get some ice cream swag. And sorry, I'm looking
He's
something
looking
up.
Something up, and then we'll. Wrap
I'm
it
looking
up
something there. Up. We'll wrap it up. I know it's a short show this week. There's not a whole lot of news and everything. We're too excited about Anaheim. We're gonna go home and finish packing. But, hey, you know, it is Mental Health Month. Mental Health Awareness Month. There you go. That's the right word. So we just want to put this out there. You know, if there's, you know, definitely get help if you've got some issues. And just we want to give this number out. It's the National Suicide Prevention Helpline because, you know, that's something that's pretty close to my heart. And it's something you don't mess around with is suicide. You don't make jokes about it or stuff like that. But it's 1-800-273-8255. If you guys need any help, please give, you know, call that number because, you know, like I said, suicide is not something you mess around with. You're not something to joke around with. And if you're there, you know, definitely get help. Reach out, get help. There's too much help out there not to use it.
And thank you for listening to Smuggler's Galaxy Podcast. If you could leave a like or review anywhere you listen to the podcast, it always helps us out and points people to the show. You can like us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Which I haven't posted to in a while, but we'll see if I can do anything at Celebration. I'll definitely be posting things on my personal YouTube page, which is J-Dubs, the J-Dub Show. Just find that on YouTube, and you can keep up with us, and we'll be posting things throughout the weekend. where did I leave off? Oh, you can email us at smugglersgalaxy@gmail.com. Hasbro, oh God, I have no good faith that Hasbro's ever going to release it, but VC66 Hasbro, release that. Be a positive force in the collecting community. Be the change that you want to see. Pass on what you've learned. #vote with your wallet. I didn't do that in order. This is the way.
This is the way.